Hello, Joanna Lumley here.
It's Monday. It's 3 o'clock now. Live from London, Chris Moyles.
Comedy Dave isn't here today. He is... Careful. He is actually in Los Angeles. And we'll talk to him later. Oh, that's better. I've got a friend. Her name is Laura.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Thin Lizzy.
Oh, where did you spring from?
And Will, Sexy Radio for a Sexy Generation.
Dude, that kicks ass! Chris Moyles
on Radio 1. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Thank you very much to Mark Allard for the last couple of hours. Hello, I am Chris Moyles, the saviour of Radio 1. Thank you. Before we start today, I'd just like to play this. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thanks. Well done.
Do you want to know why, or do you not want to
know? No, I suppose I'd like to know why.
I had sex last night.
Thank you.
2 weeks, mate. 2 weeks.
All right.
It's like the Sahara Desert going on.
Yeah,
there.
Thank you.
2 weeks.
We have to have this at the very top of the show.
14 days and then 14 seconds. It's quite ironic.
Not bad.
Well, thank you very much. I've increased by 8 seconds.
It's well worth waiting for.
Yeah, well, it was for me. Anyway, so, hello. Will is here.
Hello.
And Liz is here.
Hiya.
With not a microphone in front of
Why
her.
Don't you try
microphone
that?
Completely
like,
behind her.
Hiya.
Well, move it, darling. Really.
It's all right, we've got her on tape.
Hiya. Hiya.
Hello.
Hello.
There you go. And I've got a brand new sound effect as well, which I'm very, very pleased about.
Oh, good.
Which is this. Right? Which I've always wanted, a whip sound effect. Oh, sorry. And, it's from his... Can I play the clip?
Go on, then.
Right. Got this email from some guy saying, here's a funny clip for you. And I don't know where it's from, but it just makes Will laugh.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you. Ooh, big hug.
It's the big hug at the end.
Anyway, so the Oscars obviously happened then and, last night in America, early hours this morning here. And well done to Russell Crowe, a very good personal friend of mine. Known him since I was a kid, obviously. Not a lot of people know that, but it is true. And I don't know if you saw the bit where he... picked up his award, but he did give me a little thank you. I believe we've got it on tape somewhere.
Really, folks, I owe this to one bloke, and his name is
Chris Moyles.
You know, when you grow up in the suburbs of Sydney or...
Oh, Chris Moyles in Leeds.
You know, a dream like this seems kind of vaguely ludicrous and completely unattainable.
There you go. So well done to my good mate, Russell. Right, is he on the line now?
Yeah, OS1, mate.
What?
I'll punch it up, OS1.
Okay. Right, let's play the jingle then. We're going to go to Comedy Dave, who is live in Hollywood for an Oscar special update thing.
And now, live from Hollywood, California, in America, it's Radio 1 after the Oscars.
Yeah. He's there now, is he?
Should be.
OS1.
Now, meet your host, Dave, Don't Call Me Funny, Comedy Dave.
Okay,
you should be on. Many arrogant people in one place.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Dave. How are you? Can you hear me all right?
Hello, Chris. Yes, I can hear you. I'm here in Los Angeles in America at the after-show parties for the 72nd Annual Academy Awards.
Now, this is all very last minute, obviously, because we didn't know you were going to go, but you got a flight Saturday afternoon. Is that right?
Yeah, it was Saturday at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I flew from Heathrow over to Los Angeles to the airport here, and so far I've been soaking up the atmosphere.
Okay, so whereabouts are you now? Where are the parties? I take it you are.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, there's a whole load of different parties that take place here after the award ceremonies. Elton John always has a party, and, you know, normally the different films have a party. I'm actually here at one of the very highly rated films, Crunchy Tiger Hidden Sausage, who are having a party here in downtown LA, and I was very fortunate to blag myself a ticket.
Okay, so who have you met so far, then?
Well, Puff Daddy is milling around somewhere. Russell Crowe is in the building.
Russell Crowe is in the building?
Yeah, Julie Walters, and of course, British director Ridley Scott.
All right, and have you managed to... Can you get a word with Ridley Scott or any of those people?
Ridley's just over to the left of me just now. Just bear with me a second, I'll try and get him. Ridley? Comedy Dave from the Chris Moore Show on Radio 1 in London. Wow. Ridley, I just wanted to speak to you about the transport tonight. Obviously, with so many people in Los Angeles for the Oscars, you know, taxis must be a real problem. I believe they've laid on some courtesy buses now from the organisers. How do you rate your chances of actually getting one of these courtesy buses when you decide to leave?
Well, do I think we've got a good chance tonight? Absolutely. Will I be disappointed if I don't get it? Absolutely.
Wow. So, you know, Chris, he's obviously very confident about the transport situation and has no worries whatsoever.
Right, okay. Anybody else there worth talking to?
Well, one of the leading actors from Crunchy Tiger Hidden Sausages here, obviously you know it's a kung fu martial arts film with a predominantly Chinese cast. One of the Chinese cast members is here. I'll try and get a word. Bear with me.
Okay.
Hello, excuse me. Comedy Dave, you're live on Radio 1 all across the United Kingdom. I'd just like to speak to you and say, you know, have you got any words for the people listening back home?
That of the dignity, honor, the passion of love, a lot of beautiful scenery.
As you can tell, Chris, the party's been going on for a long time now. A lot of people aren't making an awful lot of sense, but it's a great atmosphere nonetheless.
Is this meant to be some kind of joke?
No.
Anybody else there worth talking today before we play a record?
Not just at the moment. Everybody's kind of tied up with a lot of the other major international broadcasters, but I'm hoping that in about 5 minutes I may be able to speak to Jamie Bell and Julie Walters.
Well, there you go. It's a star-studded event there in Los Angeles at the Hidden Sausage Party. Dave, thank you very much for talking to us.
Hello,
welcome
Chris.
Back in sorry. No, I was just...
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, I was just saying thanks for talking to us, and we'll talk to you in a bit.
Can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I can hear you. I was just saying, we'll...
I can't hear anything, sir.
We'll come back and talk to you in a bit, Dave.
My headphones are knackered.
Dave, hello, you still on?
I can't hear him.
We'll talk... What? Dave... Hello?
I can't hear him.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
That's fascinating, isn't it?
That went well, I thought. Long way away.
Yeah. Well, we'll try and talk to Dave in Los Angeles later for more top interviews from America.
Hello.
Blackout and Mr. DJ Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles, Monday afternoon. Hopefully now we can go back to Los Angeles. Comedy Dave should be at one of the aftershow Oscar parties. Hello, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Dave. Yeah, we can hear you now. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can now. I must apologise. Just before that, we did have some technical problems.
That's all right.
I couldn't actually hear what you were saying, but...
Don't worry about that. That's fine. So, who else is in the party? What can you see? Describe the atmosphere there.
Well, since you've been away, I've managed to sidle over to Jamie Bell. He, of course, was the star of Billy Elliot, ballet movie.
Ballet movie.
You know, I was just chatting to him. He seems like a very nice guy. And I've just... do you want me to put him on?
Yes, go on. Have a word with the Billy Elliot boy.
Jamie, live on Radio 1 now. I'd just like to ask you, what do you think of the party so far?
It's crazy. I can't believe how excited you get. I don't think there's something like this that we English get too excited about. I think the only thing we get excited about is probably the FA Cup final in football, and that's about it.
Thank you.
That sounded like it was on tape.
So, obviously, Jamie Bell, very excited by this, you know, very glitzy and showbiz occasion, being a young lad and a new actor. He's probably...
Anyone else around worth talking to very, very quickly?
Julie Walters is just about 2 foot to the right of me as we speak, Chris.
Well, Julie Walters, I'm a big Julie Walters fan, obviously.
I'll try and get a word, hang on. Julie, Comedy Dave, live from the Chris Moore Show on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Just want to have a couple of words. Julie, thank you for joining us. I've heard that you're a bit of a hypochondriac, and you tend to blame ill health when you don't win any awards whatsoever.
I arrived with a terrible cold.
That's
that's why I was in bed for a day. It's fab to be here. It's wonderful because it's just so different from England.
Julie, thank you for joining us.
That's on tape.
That's rubbish.
Hello.
That's on tape, Dave.
Dave, you actually met any of these people?
It's not. These people, as you can hear behind me, are enjoying one of the glitziest parties in Los Angeles tonight.
That bit of Julie Roberts sounded on tape because there were people screaming in the background and all of a sudden stopped. I have no doubt that you are in a party, but I think you're in some club somewhere and there are no celebrities there at all.
No, clearly we are here in Los Angeles. Myself and Tommy, who is our outside broadcast manager.
There's nobody actually famous there, though, is there?
Chris, you wouldn't believe the star-studdedness of this party.
Hello? No, oh, he's gone again.
Music is from the street, designed to make you move your feet, can move your feet, can move your feet.
What music?
This is
one
music.
Like a bird. This is one music.
I am Sadie, hotter than a set of twin
baby babies.
Radio 1.
Bones sinking like stones, all that we fall.
As Coldplay and Don't Panic on Radio 1, the Lion should be back, and we should be able to speak to Comedy Dave, who's in LA, supposedly, at some showbiz bash. Hello, Dave. Dave, hello. Oh, God's sake, Will. Dave.
Is he listening?
They're playing Hi-Ho Silver Line in the background.
Hello, Chris Moyles.
Hello, Dave, we can hear you fine. All right, listen, we haven't got long. Just wrap up the some celebrity interviews for us, if you could.
Well, since you've been away, it's, you know, the party's just going from strength to strength, really.
Absolutely, I mean, rubbish. There is no party going on.
The atmosphere here... Hello?
Yeah, no, sorry, I was just saying, you're not... I don't think there are any celebrities there at all, but I'll play along with your stupid joke.
Well, the thing is, Chris, you know, if you don't believe me, I can, you know, I can prove it for you. I'm currently here with...
I'm just going to switch him off for a second. Is there any point in talking to him... No, go on then. All right. Sorry, go on.
I'm here with Brad Tommins, who is the catering manager,
Brad,
for the Crunchy Tiger Hidden Sausage Party tonight. Just the spread of food that he's put on tonight is simply unbelievable. And, you know, knowing that Sandra Bullock is a big fan of sausage rolls, I just want to, Brad, you know, join me now on National Radio 1. Did Sandra Bullock enjoy those sausages which you made before?
I think she's been looking for a role like this, really, maybe for 10 years. And once she saw it and she got it, she really sunk her teeth in it. She ran with it. Jeez. She got as much out of it as any human being could get.
That's on tape.
Hello.
And this, your delay is pathetic, because all you're doing is counting to 2 seconds after I speak.
One, two. It's not that at all. It's all to do with, you know, as you know, doing outside broadcasts yourself, Chris, is that when you're talking from a long way away like this, you know, you do get technical problems, and as a result of satellites and everything.
Dave! You're in the same studio next door!
Hello?
It's a farce!
Come in here, Dave. It's rubbish.
Stop working! The sound effects are on tape, for God's sake. Everyone knows it's a lie. You might as well just come back in here. Talk to me, Dave.
Pathetic.
What?
What? It just didn't sound real enough.
All my girls at the party, look at that body, shaking that thing, looking up at this sea. Got a nice package, all right, cos I'm gonna have to ride it tonight. All my girls at the party,
what? Sorry.
Edit.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Gonna stay here now.
Yeah, was that really not working?
Actually, the count is 2 seconds for the delay was quite good. I did like that, actually.
Thank you very much.
You put your expenses invoice in already?
Yeah.
Oh, nice, so that'll probably come through, actually. How much did you put down for expenses for your LA trip?
612. I'm staying in the Waldorf.
Yeah. You'll probably get that this time next year, if they're quick.
I see you staring at the corner of my eye. You see my-
Janet Jackson at Radio 1 and all for you. Comedy Dave is obviously now back in the studio, not pretending he's in LA anymore. Dave?
Hello, Chris.
Yeah, it just didn't sound real enough. I mean, it was potentially there, but I don't think you fooled anybody with a brain.
But as I said...
Not enough with the delay! You're sitting opposite me! Why are you counting to two after everything I say?
Because it's the Oscars.
Yeah, but there's no delay now, because everyone knows you're here. Don't... The only person you've... If anybody was fooled by you being at the Oscars, there must be an absolute dimwit and really bad BBC journalist.
I would have thought that anybody that did believe that, must be fairly stupid.
Yeah, deserves to be working in Newsbeat.
Johnny Massey.
Johnny. Radio 1. Right, Outcast coming up on the Offspring. Here's Andrew with news. It's 3:30.
Soldiers start the mass burial of animals. Radio 1. Newsbeat. The army is burying the carcasses of thousands of sheep which have been slaughtered in an effort to curb the spread of foot and mouth disease. Officials say up to 500,000 animals will be disposed of at the disused airfield at Great Orton in Cumbria. Major Guy Richardson's in charge of the army operation.
Of course, our hearts goes out to the farm very much so, and indeed the local community. But we need to be robust and move forward as quick as we can to get this solution sorted.
More cheap drugs are on the streets than ever before, despite the government's crackdown on dealers and suppliers. The National Criminal Intelligence Service says heroin, cocaine and ecstasy are cheapest in Liverpool. Detective Bob Berger from Harlesden in North London says it's a big problem.
We've got examples of kids on bicycles actually distributing for dealers. It is a problem, but the rewards are so much for kids to get involved. So if you haven't excluded youth age 14, if he's into the drug distribution market, he'll be distributing through school.
The University of Birmingham's been fined £10,000 for putting laboratory staff at risk of getting tuberculosis. Magistrates heard that an exhaust filter wasn't properly looked after in a lab where the disease was being researched. The university admitted breaking health and safety rules. Children's nurseries are to be given official star ratings like hotels. It's part of a new government scheme with each nursery judged on its staff, facilities and track record. The Education Minister Margaret Hodge says parents will find it helpful.
Most mums and dads, when they try to choose somewhere for their child to be looked after and cared for, they want to know the child's safe, the child's happy and the child's well cared for. But very often they don't know what to look for.
Richie from Five says he's pleased to have only been put on probation after he admitted being drunk and disorderly at a court in Dublin. He and Jay were involved in a pub fight in the Irish capital before Christmas. Leeds United won't be getting a bye until the last four of the Champions League. Their quarter-final opponents, Deportivo La Coruña, are at the centre of a passports investigation, but UEFA says the Spanish champions won't be thrown out even if four of their players are found guilty of irregularities. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 4:30.
I'm just spanking the man from Five. Andrew.
Do you think that's what he deserves?
Yes. Would you like to offer the punishment? So, I believe that one of your colleagues, if you would, call him that, Mr. Johnny Massey, actually thought that Dave really was in L.A. at the Oscars.
He's sitting right opposite me through the glass.
Yeah, what a pillar.
Shaking his head.
How did he get that job?
I don't know.
Is it some kind of... Colin is his brother-in-law or something like that? Heaven forbid.
That kind of thing.
I just want to say, you would not believe the amount of production that went into that stupid sketch for three bits of Radio 1 with Dave at the Oscars. What our producer Greyhead did, right? He got some music, put some kind of echo and upped the bass on it, and put some party atmosphere over it. So when we went to Dave, you could hear this. Right? But, not content with just doing Come On Eileen, he got really carried away with party songs. This was track two. Walking on Sunshine. Right? You would have heard then, of course, Hi Ho Silver Lining. Right? The only thing is, we didn't get a chance to use, it was my personal favourite of the old production, was party music that was The Time Warp. Because you can just imagine Russell Crowe and Julia Roberts doing The Time Warp. But through the wonder of radio, Andrew, would you like to be live from the Oscars?
I'd love to.
Okay, can
I try
right.
it?
Yeah, let's do that then. Okay. On the line now, live... From the... hang on.
They say the party's finished early.
Okay, right. Live from a party, Elton John's party at the Oscars, is Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Hey, you stopped doing the delay properly.
Yeah, you got to do the delay. You leave
I'm
2 seconds.
Waiting long enough.
Right, isn't that...
2 seconds.
Right, okay, right. Here we do it again. So Andrew is live at the one of the Oscar parties. Andrew, describe what you can see.
One, two. Well, Jennifer Lopez has just walked in. She's wearing an incredible dress. You wouldn't believe it.
Sounds great.
One, two. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's absolutely fantastic, Chris.
See, that's how easy it is.
heard by such celebrities as
Anton Deck,
Chris Miles on Radio 1.
And you join us now at the after-show party. It's all finished, and we're doing the hoovering now. And let's just get an exclusive interview with one of those people doing the hoovering. His name is Jakob. Sorry, just switched up. You can keep on hoovering if you want, Jakob.
Hello.
And so tell us, what celebrities have you cleaned up after today?
Well, today...
No, you don't need to do the delay, for God's sake.
Right here goes out to all the babies, mamas.
Excellent record from the Offspring, Want You Bad, before that Outcast, you've heard it in my own. I've still got my, I'm at the after show party EQ on my voice. Sorry about that, that was really bad, wasn't it?
Oh.
Hello?
There you go.
Hello, Chris.
One, two. Hi, Will, how are you? No, you don't do it, bad.
Can I?
No.
Oh.
Hello, 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 hello. Right, all the EQs are back in order now. Let's play a very quick game on Radio 1. Let's find out how many people in the offices upstairs in the Radio 1 building are currently listening to the Radio 1 output. Namone has left all her jingles in the studio.
Namone.
The show right here on Radio 1.
Yeah. There you go. And we're going to start deleting them every two minutes until somebody comes down and picks them up. There's also Joe's new Beds disc,
yeah.
Which has got all the backing music that Joe Wiley uses, okay?
Right, okay.
So let's delete the first track.
Have we started the clock yet?
Yeah, start now.
Delete number one.
This is going to be deleted.
Okay,
that's going.
Oh, no!
Someone's coming,
but it's not Joe.
Too late, okay, that's one then.
One
drop deleted.
No.
I like the fact that someone comes down from the show but stands outside the studio because the red light's on. Would you like these discs or shall I keep deleting them?
She wants them back.
So please.
Please.
Sir.
Sir.
You are the bestest.
You are the bestest.
Okay, there you go. Now them back. Hang on, please. Is that all of them? Yeah, okay.
What about the one that you just deleted?
Oh, it's gone.
She wasn't quick enough. She sauntered down. Thank you very much. Stuffy up their ass little show. Right, okay. They think they are.
It proved, though, that somebody upstairs is listening.
One person
running down.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a sec. Just wait until she's got all the way back upstairs to her desk, okay. Right?
Yeah. Go.
I've just found another one here as well. Listen to this.
Namone on Radio 1.
Okay, so if you want that mini-disc worth of jingles... we'll give those away in the next 2 minutes unless somebody comes down. So an actual jingle mini-disc is used by Namone on Radio 1.
Namone on Radio 1.
It could be yours.
He's not coming yet.
Sorry to hear that.
No.
No. There's 9 tracks on this mini-disc. Hang on.
8.
Yep, 8 now.
7.
Oh, here she comes.
I like this game, this is good.
It's good, isn't it?
Can we play with other shows?
Yeah, I've got Trevor Nelson's car keys. There you go. Would you like that one?
Yes, please.
There you go. I think you're doing a marvellous show. Are you the only person from that show listening?
Yes.
Really? What's Joe doing? What's the Mr. Producer Man doing?
I have no idea.
He's gone home early again, has he? Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much. Have a lovely show tomorrow.
And have to come back down again.
No, that's all right. I'll be honest, I've got no more mini discs. Okay, bye bye. Did you get a wallet?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
lovely. So I'm going to start giving away money from her wallet next. That's a good game, that.
It's been quite a show today.
We'll have to nick something from Trevor Nelson's.
Yeah.
When he gets in. All right. Okay, so in the News of the World on Sunday was an article saying, our girls dominate beautiful babes poll. And it was British beauties, such as Kat Deely and Louise Redknapp and Catherine Zeta-Jones and people like that. But no mention at all of the very beautiful, sexy and voluptuous Lizzie from our show.
Voluptuous?
Well, you know.
Kind of voluptuous like an ironing board.
Also, the walls are jealous.
But Lizzie is still, are you still umming and erring about doing this FHM photo shoot?
I've given you, what's the word?
Presents?
No.
Lies?
Love?
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of love in the room.
A lot of love in my pains. Mm. So are you going to do it or not?
Well, only if you guys...
Because it's my show and it wouldn't be funny.
But who is this woman?
No, it's not some woman. It's Sun, S-U-N, woman.
Remember last week I found that article and they're going to give you a makeover?
Yeah, so I don't need a makeover because I'm beautiful and rugged enough as it is.
You need major body reconstruction.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be nothing but a lovely day. It'll be, you'll have a really nice time, you'll get us some new clothes.
Well, I'm not doing it.
Why?
I've already bared my breasts to the world, so, you know, there's no need for me to have a makeover.
It won't be the same, though. It's got to be a team effort, you, me and Greyhead.
Hey, listen, I'm the brains behind this outfit, right? You three monkeys can go off and have your photographs taken. That's fine by me. I drag my ass into it, so I'd speak to my agent. They couldn't afford me.
You're the one that needs a makeover more than anybody.
No, I'm not. I'm fine. I've got the best legs out of the four of us.
You've got an ass like a truck.
Sure, I'm moving it.
Reversing, wide load.
Shut up, no breasts.
The thing is, though, the Sun won't just have me and Dave because we're not famous enough. It's not going to be like the producer bloke from Radio 1. They're not going to want to do that.
Well, they get a lot of publicity. They get 6 million people interested in it for a start.
Suppose.
Yeah.
I want to do it. I want some new clothes.
Well, I'm not going to do
it. A new haircut.
I don't need any new clothes, but I would probably get some anyway.
Do you think they'd let your girlfriend go and choose the clothes for you, like normal, for the makeover?
Yeah, Comedy Dave, almost 27 years old, and doesn't buy his own clothes. He gets his girlfriend to go out and buy them for him.
She likes doing it, I told you.
I'm sure she does.
It's a treat.
I could hear last night through the wall.
Don't start on that. I find this highly embarrassing. There was none of that going on either. I find this whole situation highly embarrassing anyway.
What, the fact that I could hear you buffing last night?
Just the fact that your girlfriend lives with my girlfriend, which therefore results in a situation whereby last night I can hear your bed creaking, which was...
Yeah, but hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Most unappetizing.
Hang on a second. Right. Right, yes, the truth is, Dave, you could hear us buffing last night, but listen, it wouldn't have kept you awake for long. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, you're right, it was about 7 seconds.
7 seconds, excuse you, it's a good minute.
That's what your girlfriend said.
Huh?
She said nothing but a good minute.
Were you there as well?
No, Dave phoned me, put the phone against the wall. It's very funny.
I didn't know.
At least I'm getting some loving, Greyhead.
Hey.
At least your relationship with your girlfriend is so bad, she's not even in the same country, for God's sake.
She's gone on holiday.
She's gone on holiday without you?
Yes.
Didn't feel very well last night.
I lasted longer than you anyway.
You didn't?
Yeah, I did.
Stop it.
This is what I heard last night. Seriously, I'm in bed and this is what I heard last night. Sudden love. Last night. This is what I can hear. Oh, sudden love.
Oh, Dave.
That's what I can hear.
I don't want to talk about it. It's disgusting. Put me right off, it did. You obviously not her. Do you know what I mean? Hi, honey.
Oh, sorry, love, I'm going to stop you putting me off. Pip. I didn't hear you leave. I wonder how am I still here. I'll continue this FHM conversation in a second, all right?
I hope so.
Dido in here with me at Radio 1. What?
Well, hang on a minute, right? There are three houses involved here. You have your house.
Hello.
Dave has his flat.
Hello.
And your girlfriends live in a separate building together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come you ended up doing the jiggy in two different rooms, 3 foot apart?
Because Dave and I are very close friends.
Not that close.
And so was it Chris?
Well, hang on a second. If the girls would have been one flat, Dave would have been his and I'd have been in mine, nothing would have happened.
No, but you could have taken the girls to different places.
Hey, I took my girl to heaven last night. A one-way ticket to Ecstasyville.
One-way ticket.
Yeah.
Heaven's not far away, is it?
It's about a 30-second ride away. Hang on, okay.
No, I'm sorry to bang on about this, but was it...
Oh, dear.
Chris's... that's put you off. Yeah. The stroke, as it were.
Hang on a second. Nothing was... That's what the noise was.
It's nothing vocal, then.
No, you just hear the...
Actually, you could hear a bit of...
Get off! Shut up! Back off!
Hang on. Ali McBeal's back on.
It was like there was a kind of hippo next door.
All right.
Jumping on the bed.
Time's up, thank you very much. No more, don't want to talk about it anymore. Right, so what's the deal then? So far, Lizzie, we want everybody to vote for Lizzie in the FHM Top 100 Babes list. We're hopefully getting Lizzie a photo shoot tagged on the end of another FHM photo shoot. We're not meant to say that.
Yeah, but don't tell her that it's just a tag on, because otherwise she'll get upset.
I won't feel special.
Is there a photo shoot?
I won't feel special.
You're not special, love. So, we're going to have that photo shoot. I'm only joking.
Hiya!
So, that'll be good. Have you decided what you're going to wear?
No.
All right.
Much as possible.
Lizzie, it's because you seem to think that we're going to try to get you naked.
Yeah.
We don't want to be put off women for life. But you are going to do it.
I think so. But okay. I told you I've got some conditions.
No conditions at all, love.
What are the conditions?
Go work with Dave Pearce.
Sun woman.
That's the condition.
Mm. You know what? You boys, I want you to have the opportunity to look pretty as well.
I tell you, I'm quite happy to do a photo shoot for FHM, but I don't think they'd be interested in me.
Mm. Come in with me, then.
What?
Come with me.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You and I semi-naked together.
Yeah.
Draped all over each other. Well, I can't drape all over you. I'd smother you. Wouldn't be able to see you. It's just a shot of my back with, like, a little bit of Lizzie's hair poking out the side.
You look like she'd been run over by a truck.
It'd be like when you're working on your car and your feet are sticking out underneath.
Oh, look, there's Lizzie and Chris. Where's Lizzie? I can't breathe!
That's trying to winch you off.
Yeah, get one of those little trolleys and, like, wheel her underneath.
Yeah, all right, leave it. So you two going to do Sun Woman? If some woman want to give you a makeover, are you going to do Sun Woman?
I prefer it if we did it together as a collective, but if you won't do it, then...
I'll do the FHM shoot with Lizzie if you two do Sun Woman.
We'll do Sun Woman.
Me and Greyhead will do it, yeah.
Right, so you're going to do Sun Woman. Lizzie's going to do the FHM photo shoot, and if...
with you.
Well, if FHM are interested, I will go along, put it that way.
They're not going to want you in there.
Well, exactly.
So hunger, burning love, though.
So I won't get used, you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't make a difference to me. So you can do it.
Right. Okay.
Right. Naked?
Naked.
A little bit of naked flesh.
Nada.
Somebody emailed in the show, actually, making a very good point, which is they looked through all the FHM winners from last year. There was a lot of nakedness. He said, so, just to be fair, he doesn't need to see you in some kind of nakedness, because otherwise, you know, you've got an unfair disadvantage.
But don't you think I'd stand out more if I went against the grain? I wouldn't just be another bird in a bikini.
No, I think you should just be another bird in a bikini.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Yeah.
No, you're a dirty
bikinis
old man.
Bikinis is what they want. Hey, excuse me, I never said that. I wasn't a dirty old man. I'll give you that. All right, so we'll find out tomorrow exactly. We should start discussing what she's going to be wearing tomorrow.
Get an outfit.
Huh?
We need to get a stylist, don't we?
Yeah.
Get some good tips.
Mm-hmm.
From a stylist.
Yeah. I know someone who does some page 3 photography. They could give you some tips.
As long as it's tasteful.
Work on the tips.
What, your mate Trev?
David the photographer can do, take some pictures of you, how about that?
Mm. Yeah.
Ew, no.
Yeah.
Oh, don't, it'll be on.
What?
You know what, like, it'll ring in now, won't it? It'll be ringing in.
Hell of a link.
Hello? 1 Live in London. 1 City.
Radio 1 presents 1 Live in London. 13 shows, 13 venues, over 16 bands and live DJ sets mixed together over 1 week and live from London on Radio 1.
1 Live in London.
A week of the best live music straight out of London.
Charles Peterson.
The Essential Mix.
Danny Rampling.
Fabio and Dave Pearce are just part of the Radio 1 lineup. Radio 1 sells out London. April 11th to the 16th.
Wow.
1 week. One city.
Radio 1.
www.bbc.co.uk/radio1.
1 Live in London. Radio 1.
Hiya!
Lucy Lou.
Hello.
With my girl Drew. Uh-huh.
Hello, Joanna Lumley here.
Cameron D and Destiny. Charlie's Angels. Come on.
Come on.
Question. Tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your silly.
Anybody got any thoughts, by the way, on the FHM photo shoot for Lizzie? Or for the Grey Ed and Cody Davis makeover? 08700 100 100, give us a call. Or anything else you want to talk about? Got an email from a guy called Andrew, which said, Dear Chris, you saved Radio 1, and it's now time for me to save the British film industry with my oh-so-amazing film that I've written. How about you? How do you feel about me sending it to you, you reading it, agreeing to star in it, helping me to have it made, and in a roundabout way, kind of help in saving the British film industry moments before it goes under? Please let me know, I'll be most grateful. From Andrew.
It's just a blatant plug for his stupid film.
Yeah, but you never know, it might just be the next big movie.
Could be the next Full Monty.
Yeah, could be the next.
Well, not with you in it,
Pete's Dragon. Could be the next stop on my mum'll shoot.
Or Big Mama's House.
It's Big Mama's House.
You remember Big Mama's House?
No.
Last year. That's a big movie of the year. Big Mama's House.
What was the idea of that film?
Oh, it was a guy with a big mama and she lived in a house and hilarious comedy ensued.
Shall we say yes then?
Yeah, go on, get the script in.
Right, okay. Send us your script then. Right, that's that then.
Is it a part for me?
Well, I don't know, I haven't seen it yet, have I?
You could be bloke in bedroom next door.
I don't want to get back to this, Will.
I think it's highly entertaining.
Here's that email, by the way, from a guy called Dave. Says, Dear Chris, Dave, Lizzie and Will, done my voting for Lizzie on the top 100 babes. Have to be honest, went through the whole lot to test my eyesight. Most of them had their kit off. Any chance we could see Lizzie with kit off only on the basis of fairness?
I think he's got a good point, hasn't
he? Well, I still think so, too.
Oh, no, Chris Miles is a sexist pig, isn't he?
Yeah. I'm not, actually. I'm just like every other red-blooded male in the country. There's a bit of nudity over there.
Where?
Right, I can't help myself. Gotta do that in a second. That's very, very funny. Got a couple of emails about that. By the way, here's a woman who says, you might be interested in after the England game on Saturday, Sky interviewed man of the match Michael Owen and captain David Beckham, two of the country's most influential footballers. Count how many times in that interview, which lasted about 5 minutes, how many times between them they said, you know, and you know apparently is Beckham's favourite, and is Owen's favourite. So that'll be from Sky Sport.
They're both great footballers, but I did see the interview and they're not great speakers.
Can you sort that out?
We'll try and get that for you.
Right, okay. By the way, can I just say congratulations to all the goal scorers from Saturday. Brilliant game, 4-0, I was really pleased.
Did you not see it?
Huh?
You didn't see it then?
4-0?
Which one are you talking about now?
So the game on Saturday, 4-0.
You lost me there.
Republic of Ireland game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I told off by my mum and dad on Saturday afternoon for not mentioning the Republic of Ireland game.
They're not British.
You mentioned England and Wales and Northern Ireland and Scotland, but you didn't mention Northern Ireland.
Sorry, mum. Republic of Ireland. Sorry, mum. From Claire Pattenden. Just a reminder to plug this Friday's announcement on The Breakfast Show. If you're a fan of Stereophonics, make sure you listen to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills this coming Friday, the 30th of March.
Yeah.
He'll have some very exciting news about Stereophonics.
I knew that already.
Between 7 and 10 on Friday morning. It says, thanks. Shout if you've got any questions. There you go. And that's from the executive producer of Paperclips. Department.
She's a very important lady, actually.
I know, but I can't say what she's the... If I say she's the executive producer of, right, which is she's the executive producer of sweatshirt giveaways, that'll give away the big announcement that Scott has to... Have I just ruined that now?
Kind of, yeah, but you mentioned sweatshirt, which is a key word.
Yeah. We've got the Radio 1's exclusive Stereophonic sweatshirt giveaway. Be listening Friday morning to Scotty Mills. And speaking of Scott Mills, I'd like to talk about him now. Thank you very much to Neil Dobbin and to Sarah Stewart and Paul and Rob and lots of other people who sent us some emails asking, basically, I'll read one. Shall I just read one? But they're all kind of saying the same thing. This morning, Scott Mills on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show did a new segment called Who the Hell Are You? Instead of Phrased and Confused, where a caller was told to ring up a celebrity and they had to guess who they are. And the celebrity that was called was Kim from Popstars, who said she'd just woken up. However, at the same time, she was performing live on The Big Breakfast. So it raises the question, which one was live, Scott Mills or The Big Breakfast? Please debate on your superb show. It's easy to see. I watched a documentary about them over the weekend, Mannix in Havana. And having not been, a big Manic Street Preachers fan, I was surprisingly, I really enjoyed it. I was entertained by the whole show. It was about their gig that they did in Havana,
Cuba.
And I thought it was good. It was a nice little show. And it suddenly dawned on me, in the first kind of 15 minutes of it, that Kevin Carter is one of my favourite songs ever by the Mannix. I forgot all about that when I'm listening to them do their Beach Boys thing. I forget that they've actually written some brilliant songs like Kevin Carter. Kevin Carter! Did you not see it? Did you not see the doc?
No, I missed it, unfortunately.
It was really, really good. And they're set. I've never seen the Mannix live, and have absolutely, up until the watching this, had no interest in seeing them live whatsoever. But they were, from what I watched, superb. They really were.
They're a great live band.
Yeah. Mannix Street Preachers. Rock on. Or whatever the kids say, I don't know. What do you want to do now, Will?
I don't know, really. To be honest.
Got a very funny email.
I'm leaving it very much in your hands.
It's very loose today, isn't it?
Yeah, but I like it like that.
I like it like that.
All right, here comes some very weird emails then, all right? Hey, Moylesy, you're always going on about trying to keep the missus happy. Any chance of giving me a chance with mine? Which I like the way he's worded that. She's the biggest YouTube fan on the planet, and I cannot get tickets to any UK gig for love nor sexual favours. Is there any way you could blag me a couple of tickets, and in return, I will be your slave? Now, he's put the word sexual favours and slave in the same email. I don't think I can get you any tickets, my friend. I do apologise. Blah, blah, blah. Discuss or even give us out on the air. Or you can call me on 01208 after 5:30.
I can't do that.
P.S. The show is always great and you're a top DJ. Comedy Dave is a comedy genius and producer Will stinks of poo and wind.
Is that what he's written on his email?
Well, he's put
he
an extra
made that
word.
Up, didn't
no,
he?
It's right at the bottom there.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
Yeah. And that's after, please can I have you two tickets?
Do you know what, though? Because, you see, what would happen, right? If you said yes, what would happen? If you said yes, we'll get some tickets, what would have to happen?
We'd have to speak to that loser again.
No. The chain of events within the show would be...
That you'd have to sort it out.
Right. Fair. And so, Chris, why don't you say yes?
Okay. Yes, you can have some U2 tickets. Will, would you sort them out for him?
No way whatsoever, because I stink of... Wind.
Poo.
And poo and wind. Okay, so I'm not sorting them out for him.
All right, oh dear. Obviously touched a nerve there.
Yeah.
What's your nickname at school? Pooey smell?
Great.
Or is it even then?
Even then.
This is from Mark. Chris, what is going on at Radio 1 at the moment? Mills is in for Coxie, Nimona's in for Wiley, Trevor's in for Dave. Tell me, if Radio 1 is meant to be the home of good music, is it now becoming the home of skiving, workshy DJs?
You're off next week.
Huh?
Are we?
No, we're not.
It's a joke.
We've been suspended.
That would be nice. Actually, yeah, we've never been suspended yet. I could do with a little week away. Do we get? If we get suspended with pay,
I think we get to go to Yantiga or somewhere.
Yantiga.
It's cheaper than Antigua.
Okay, this is very good. Are you ready?
Gone.
Everybody, pay attention. Funny email follows. Well, Chris, this is from. Well, I won't say this from. You had a feature last week about meeting celebrities. Last Saturday, my friend and myself met a girl who was out on the town with Ross King. Now, they've said Ross King from GMTV. What does Ross King do now? Does he do anything?
I don't know.
I think he does sort of travel-y satellite cable type things, I think.
This guy, like, has a permanent suntan. Is he Scottish?
He's a Scottish no-mark,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah. No-mark. I believe he's a very nice man, though.
Yeah. He is.
So anyway, his name is Ross King. As he was a third-rate celebrity, my friend and myself decided to convince the girl that we thought he was Jonathan Ross instead of Ross King.
See what they've done there.
This went on for a while until Ross was made to give us an autograph in the name of Jonathan Ross. Are all celebs not in touch with reality? Poor old Ross, or Jonathan, as he came to be known, went to the bar, ordered a couple of pints and a vodka mixer, and was surprised to learn that this would cost more than the £3 he held out in his hand. In a huff, he asked if they accepted Switch. We did see him walking home later that night. When we shouted, Jonathan, he started running away. I think we made a great impression. That's the kind of email that I like. Very, very good.
Quality.
Upset the celebrities can only be a good thing. If you've upset a celebrity, give us a ring on 08700 100 100 in our brand new feature,
Upset a Celebrity.
Radio 1. Radio 1 presents... In My Alley.
This Wednesday, midnight till 3, a worldwide special live from Miami at the Winter Music Conference with me, Giles Peterson, and some very special DJ friends.
What's the deal? This is DJ Jazzy Jeff, and you're checking out my main man, Giles Peterson, worldwide.
All across the world.
Big boys and girls.
In Miami.
This Wednesday, midnight till 3, we're going to be there, the place where DJs and record companies present their new music.
Worldwide.
I just want to dance with you.
Worldwide.
Come on.
And next week on Thursday, we'll be doing the show live from Barnsley as we host the launch of the new Frey Bentos pies. We don't need no Miami, do we?
Nope.
It's the worst Ali G impression in the world, isn't it? Here's me, Julie. I'm Ali G.
Radio 1.
What?
Nothing.
I don't think it's the worst Ali G impression in the world. Right, here's Andrew and Juliet with news and sports, 4:30.
Thousands of sheep are buried as foot and mouth continues to spread.
In sport, Liverpool lose Litmanen, he's out for six.
Radio 1 News Mean Speed.
Ministry of Agriculture officials are overseeing the burial of what should clear away during the evening, but it'll stick around in northwest Scotland. Breezy with just the odd shower everywhere else. And temperatures dropping to 1 degree through the night. We'll update the news and sports at 5 o'clock.
See, nothing phases him. You notice that?
He's a true professional.
When Andrew reads the news, he's precise.
Oh,
it what?
What's...
I'm trying to pay you a compliment.
I'm just a bit worried about what's coming up.
No, he's precise. He's smart, he's pacey, he's clear.
Suave.
The complete opposite, strangely enough, of Juliet.
Oh, that's not fair.
What have I done to upset you today?
No, you've just been breathing.
Oh, have I? Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm on the live.
I'm only joking. Did you see your team play recently?
Port Vale?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Were they playing this weekend or not?
They were playing against Wigan on Saturday and they drew 0-0, but I was working so I couldn't go to see them.
Well, you love your Port Vale, don't you?
I do.
You love your Vale.
It's a fix.
What's a fix? We're going to see Port Vale. Are you all right today?
No, I'm a bit mellow.
Why, what's wrong?
I did a bit too much RPM at lunchtime.
What's RPM?
Raw power in motion.